Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good morning and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. My name is Lucy and you're listening to the Student Special Hour. We've got a lot going on today. We're going to be talking a little bit about ongoing campus events that are going to be coming up, as well as talking to Hapei, is that right?
Hapei, yes.
Hapei from the UBC Fun Run. So stay tuned. But before that, we're going to be also talking a little bit about International Women's Day today. Because as you say, it's International Women's Day this week, earlier this week. And I just wanted to pay a little homage to that day by playing all feminine content today. And then as well, I'll be talking a little bit about some influential women on campus and in my life as well. So before we get going, I want to talk very quickly just about one particularly powerful woman in my life who is my mom. So she has taught me a lot of what I know about music, especially about folk music. So I'm going to be playing one of her favorite musicians just to start off the day. This is the Wailing Jennies, and we're going to be playing Something to Hold On To, which is one of my favorite tunes from their album, 40 Days. It's actually an older album. It's from 2004. So we're going to be starting off with some Wailing Jennies as a little bit of homage to my mom, who also was my biggest donator at Fun Drive last week. So I think she deserves this tune. So here it is, Something to Hold On To by the Wailing Jennies. Stay tuned for more on the Student Special Hour at CITR 101.9.
But you're not home today. And each time I've come on by, you seem so far away. Can you give me some reason to hold on? Can you give me some friends knocking on my door, wondering where I've been. Tired of my yearning for your heart, come up forever again. Can you give me some reason to hold on? Can you give me some reason to stay? Gonna leave without a sound.
Got a broken heart, an aching head,
know you can't be found. Can you give me some reason to hold on? Can you give me some reason to stay? Stay.
Sport and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. I'm Lucy and you're listening to the Student Special Hour. And we're here with Hape. Hape, I keep doing that. Hape. And we're going to talk about a little bit about your club. It's the Fun Run Club.
That's right. It's the Fun Run Club at UBC.
Yeah. And so before we get going, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing absolutely great. You know, it was a great morning. Thank you for the opportunity that we're having today. Today I'm just here to talk about my club a little bit. You know, we're at the end of the school year, right? So right now is a good time to try out some clubs, and you'll see how they actually operate, and maybe join next year as a full-time member. So today I want to talk to you guys about what we do as a club. You know, why we're here, how can we help you in a way?
Absolutely. So let's just start off. What is the Fun Run Club?
So the UBC Fun Run Club is a, you know, family of around 20 to 30 active members right now, that we pretty much do group runs 4 times a week and one stair challenge once a week. What do we do is, we just simply run. That's all we do. But there's a lot of benefits from running, and I can go on and on and list all the corny benefits that you hear on TV, but this is a real-life testimony. This is not some corny commercial. So today, you know, I'm here to introduce you guys to this Fun Run Club. And hopefully I'll see you guys at a couple of group runs that we have this week.
Oh, fantastic. So you've got what looks like 4-5 events each week or 5 runs each week, 4 regular runs and 1 stair challenge. Is that right?
We have 3 regular group runs
and then
one stair challenge.
Oh, there you go. And so what does that look like, and what does everyone meet?
So on Mondays and Fridays, we'll meet at 4:30 p.m. in front of the Student Recreation Center. Mondays and Fridays usually are, you know, shorter days. Everybody have exams, schedules, studying. So we'll kind of go on a run that's around 8, between 5 to 8 kilometers at a conversational pace, of course. So we'll go for a nice little jog outside, come back, get your head clear, and get on ready with your schooling or life events. And on Sundays, we have our runs in 9:30 a.m. in the morning, same place in front of the Student Recreation Center. And this is our longer day, which we'll do around 10 or 12K to enjoy the sunshine, if there is sunshine. if it's raining, then we're still going. Rain or shine, we're going. And Tuesday is definitely our toughest day. That's the day we're doing the stairs, which will go up and down trail number 3 to Rec Beach and come up. This is the hardest day. But it is very, very good workout in terms of building your leg strength, cardiovascular energies, and stuff like that.
Fantastic. So how did you get involved, start getting involved in this kind of group?
So I personally have been running for 5-6 years. And then, like I said, I can go on and on listing the benefits that their running has brought to me, you know, such as losing weight, such as getting rid of the cardiovascular disease that I had, all of that benefit. So I want to join Run Club because the difference between running by yourself and running with the group is that a lot of people have a problem with running because it's not the running itself that's hard. It's absolutely making the first step, taking the first step. You need the motivation and support to make that first step. Once you get on that first step and you're good to go for the next 20, 100, you know, whatever miles that you do. So a group run in a group can motivate you and support you in that way. So you are constantly supported by our members, and you won't quit. You're easier for you to start. So it's way easier for you to achieve something such as, you know, if you want to get fit with the group run, because there's constant support. There's a family to back you up.
Yeah, and I can imagine that it's really good fun just to, like, run and chat with people or whatever. And how many people do you find regularly show up to these runs?
Regularly, you know, for our average group runs, there's usually 4 or 5 people, usually including 2 execs. That means 2 lead runs, one in the back, one in the front, to set the route and set the pace. Usually that's how it goes, 5, 4, 6 people, 4 or 5 people. On stair days, we'll get a couple more, 7 to 8, 8 to 10.
Fantastic. And how long have you been involved in this group?
I actually just became a member a couple months ago, a month ago, but I'm already very, very involved with this group. I show up to almost all the activities except Tuesdays. Not because it's a hard day, it's because I have something to do on that day.
You're avoiding the stairs.
Avoiding the stairs. Yes, I'm doing something else on that day. But yeah, like I said, I've been running for 5-6 years. There's so many benefits I can list, and I want to help you guys to if you have a goal that you want to achieve. You know, it's very easy to hit a wall and people quit. You hit a wall and you quit. I want you to help you guys to break through that wall and, you know, motivate you to achieve whatever that is you want to achieve through running, through life.
Fantastic. So we'll come back in a few minutes, talk to Haipei a little bit more about the UBC Fun Run Club and how to learn more and where to find out about all their things that they've got going on. Before we do that, I'm going to play another FemCon song. This is by a Vancouver-based band called Hey Ocean. And this is a song about California. It always puts me in a good mood. So hopefully it'll do the same for you on this slightly gray Friday morning. Here it is, a song about California by Hey Ocean.
Write a song about California, he said. Write a song about California, he said to me before I left. But I think I'll write a song about him instead. Now I'm sitting up on Hollywood Hill. Can't think of a single thing to sing about this place. Maybe I never will, but I'm thinking about you still. With you, I don't know where to start. Here's to the one that kept me up all night, who sings exactly right and never lets me know. Here's to the one, the one with the bright eyes, who makes me realize I got a long, long way to go to California. Go to California.
books with up their body. Let's do blunts, let's do Pilates. Wasting minds for perfect bodies.
Playful and provocative storytelling. Theater at UBC's upcoming show, The Arabian Nights, by acclaimed playwright Mary Zimmerman, is being directed by Evan Frame and running from March 17th to April the 2nd at the Frederick Wood Theater. The narrative centers around Scheherazade's tales told to King Shahryar in hopes that she may live another night. Or 1001 nights.
Your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy. Do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 and the Student Special Hour. I'm still here with Hypei and the UBC Fun Run Club. All right, so you're talking about some of these runs that you have going on every week. Remind us of what's going on there. When are the times and where can people find you?
So once again, we have runs, you know, four times a week. We have Monday and Friday at 4:30 p.m. That is today at 4:30 p.m. in front of the Student Recreation Center, and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Along with Tuesdays, 6 p.m., we're going to meet at Trail Number 3. That's sort of like beside the Law Student Building.
Oh, fantastic. And that one's 6 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Right, 6
That's
p.m.
The
on
stairs.
Tuesday. Stairs.
So after your second day of school of the week, go reward yourself by running up and down the rec stairs.
Yeah, I understand that school is very, very stressful. You know, life can be stressful. One of the most frequent questions I get asked is that, hey man, what's I got some stress going on right now. I want to let off some steam, you know, get rid of my stress and keep a positive attitude. How do you do that? Well, for myself, every time I go for a run, after a run, I feel excellent. You know, just everything is bright, colorful, positive. It's what we call a runner's high. But this is probably one of the best feelings you can get. It really motivates you to work harder. It really motivates you to keep positive. This is one of the for sure benefits that I can guarantee you if you get into this sport slowly. Of course, in the beginning, it's going to be hard. But that's what we're here for. As a club, we're here to help you, back you up, motivate you, and help you to make that first step, like I said earlier.
Fantastic. And so if anyone wants to get involved, how can they find out more information?
You can definitely find us on Facebook. You know, just type in UBC Fun Run Club. You'll probably see two pages. Click on either one of them. You'll see a detailed breakdown of the running schedule. And, of course, you can visit runubc.com for more information. That's our official website. It has our training schedule. It has our, you know, exec list. It has everything on that website.
And do you need to become a member to run with you folks every week?
Of course not. You know, membership fee for us is only $5. You're welcome to come and try it out for a week or two. You know, just go on a run with us casually, get to know each other. You don't have to. We're not going to keep you out if you're not a member. That's not what we're going to do here.
But it's always nice to become a member and support the group, because it sounds like you folks do such great work. So that's fantastic. So check out the Facebook page for UBC Fun Run and their website for all their training schedules and more information. And what's going to be going on a little bit going into the summer here? I know that the semester is ending and people feel sort of complacent about joining clubs, because then the summer starts and all sorts of things go up in the air. So what's going on for UBC Fun Run Club in the summer?
Well, we have a summer is a great time for running. Actually, you know, winter during school year is actually not the best time. Vancouver is a beautiful city, and we have a lot of trails, good routes to go on during the summer. You know, when the sun is high, when it's warm outside, it's very, very nice. We're going to just organize privately within our group who wants to go on and run at what time. We can orchestrate that. It's not going to be we don't have anything set officially yet for now, but it's going to be coming, because we know that there's more races coming up in the summer, such as the Vancouver Sun Run, the BMO Marathon. And if you want to train for those kind of races, you can always join us and we'll help you with that too.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great motivator to start becoming a part of the club now, so that you can kind of get an in and you can be a part of those training sessions in the summer. Well, thank you so much, Haipei, for joining me in the studio today.
No problem. Thank you very much,
Lucy. Thank you. And stay tuned for more on the Student Special Hour today. We'll be talking about ongoing campus events and playing more FemCon for you. Going on the same note there, you've got Hannah Georges with Enemies, another lovely CanCon, FemCon, powerful lady. So this is Enemies.
We're in a sea full of sharks, just swimming. Lost and ready to kill.
Hello and good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 and continuing to listen to the student special hour here with your host, Lucy. And that was Hannah Georges with Enemies. Thank you so much for listening so far. We've been having, we had high pay for the UBC Fun Run Club in this morning, and we'll be talking a little bit more ongoing about campus events and goings on. Starting off, I just wanted to talk a little bit about International Women's Day, which was earlier this week on Tuesday. CITR did, I think, 18 hours of female content all throughout the day, female programmers, two different broadcasts, one of Les Chaussettes, and which was a band here in the studio, and as well we did the broadcast of the So Far Sounds, which I was at, which was a really incredible show. We had four female-fronted bands or solo acts, and it was a really, really incredible show. It felt great to be a part of such a great coming together of minds and experiences. So Far Sounds is always a beautiful event to go to. If you ever have heard of it, it's an online submission to a secret show. They do them once a month, and coming in the summer in Vancouver, they'll be doing them twice a month now. And they're at a private a building or space that someone has offered, and then it is volunteer run, and tons of different musicians are brought on to perform in the night, and it's by donation, and it's very lovely, cozy space. They actually provide them all over the world. I was in Greece last year and signed up for one. Didn't end up being able to go because I was in Athens and a little lost and a bit nervous about going to this random abandoned area in Athens. But it's a great opportunity if you're traveling around to try to hear more local music and to figure out kind of what the local scene is like. So especially in Vancouver, So Far Sounds is one to look out for. So that was Tuesday for the show, or for the International Women's Day. As well, a couple things are going on at UBC. Tonight is a big night. There's lots going on. UBC Party Calendar is putting on Blank Canvas, which is a looks like it's going to be a rockin' night. Tons and tons of paint and paint cans and paint-related activities are going on. It's 90% sold out, so it's really, really probably the time to check that out and to buy your ticket. It's from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. at the Harbor Event Center, which is at 750 Pacific Boulevard, Vancouver, which is downtown, right by the water. And there's going to be, I'll read it out, there's absolutely aggressive amounts of paint. It's going to be amazing. Super soakers of UV paint, 20 custom painted UV canvases, random inflatable party friends, Vancouver's largest LED screen, CO2 cannons, confetti, glow sticks, live painting, UV body painting stations, and UBC Thunderbird dance team. The music and artists are still to be announced, but the regular tickets are only $15, the ones that are left. $15 for a night out is a pretty good deal. It's a 19-plus event, and you need two pieces of government ID per usual to get into it. And at the end it says, get ready, get stoked from the calendar. So that's going to be a pretty cool event. If you're going to be downtown, that's one to look out for. As well, if you're looking for a little bit of a different vibe tonight, there's We Are the City are playing at the Imperial. Great local band, have just come back from a massive, massive tour. I think this is one of their last stops. They're a fantastic, fantastic local trio, and I've always been a really big fan of their stuff, so that's another one to look out for. On Sunday, there's Ray Spoon's album release. Ray Spoon is a musician / spoken word artist, fantastic human being, fantastic performer, and they are going to be playing at Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew Sunday at 5 p.m. If you're interested in checking out some spoken word, they're also a very prominent LGBTQ activist in Vancouver, and have a lot of really exciting things to say on their album, and all of their poetry and spoken word is very, very poignant and very powerful, but also quite funny and entertaining. So that's one to check out, Ray Spoon on Sunday. So we'll be talking a little bit more about events going on coming back, But there's also going to be the UBC Improv's Impulse Festival coming up next week, March 16th to March 19th, starting at 7:30 p.m. Tons of events going on. It looks like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's going to be tons of different improv groups, University of Winnipeg, University of Saskatchewan, and so many different more groups coming over. It looks incredible. Looks like there's going to be tons going on. If you're looking for a laugh, definitely the place to be. So check that out. It's going to be I'm not really actually sure. It didn't really mention at this point, but it says that more details are coming regarding prices, performers, and special contests. So check that out on their Facebook page, UBC Improv Impulse Festival 2016, 4 nights, 16 teams, it says, in the Scarf Building. All right, so enough with me rambling for now. We've got more stuff coming up on what's going on campus. But before we continue on with that, I've got a tune by, I'm going to be using up one of my hits for my hit percentage on this song, but it's just such a great anthem. I was listening to it on the bus ride here this morning, and I just thought I just couldn't wait to play it on the show today. So this is this is Halsey. She's a incredible musician, performer, and I think one of the most famous or most prominent bisexual performers out right now in the sort of mainstream media, and great performer, active feminist. And so I'm going to be playing her song, New Americano. Stay tuned. New Americana. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9, to the Student Special Hour broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
In tiny liquor bottles, just what you'd expect. Inside her new Balenciaga viral mess, turned dreams into an empire, self-made success. Now she rolls with Rockefellers. Survival of the richest, the city's ours until the fall. They're Monaco and Hampton's bound, but we don't feel like outsiders at all. We are the new Some say he looks just like his father, but he can never love somebody's daughter. Football team loved more than just the game, so he vowed to be his husband at the altar. Survival of the richest, the city's ours until the fall. They're Monaco and Hampton's bound, but we don't feel like outsiders at all.
Please don't biggie and nirvana. This Quarter Magazine Summon Discord? Only the good kind. This month, we feature musicians and artists sifting through chaos to form distinct creative practices and personas. Flip through the pages of Discorder for Mass Marriage, Iceberg Ferg, Plazas, Phono Pony, the Jamie and Sarah Experience Project, and more. This month also features artwork by Aaron Moran, live show reviews of Julia Holter and Parquet Courts, and album reviews for You Say Party and Joe Past. We'd also like to thank our advertisers, Vancouver Theatre Sports, Vinyl Records, Rickshaw, Center for Digital Media, Dead Offensive Records, The Rio Theatre, Vinyl Records, LiveAnn.com, and AMS Events.
Well, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive, and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for a little bit of soul with your host, Jade Puck. Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and we just played Halsey's New Americana. And we're going to be playing more FemCon all throughout the last 20 minutes or so of my show and talking about more campus events coming up. So there's tons and tons and tons of stuff going on. I think it's the closing down a little bit of the semester. So people are getting cracking into those last few events before the semester's over. One really big one that's going to be taking over campus very soon is Storm the Wall. It's running from March 20th to March 23rd. And the end of registration is actually today at 5 p.m. So if you haven't had a chance to register, now is the time, like now, exactly right now. Go do it right now. So it's going to be from March 20th to March 23rd. There's going to be tons going on. The whole campus is going to be an absolute uproar over it, which is always good fun. And you can watch what's going on, as well as tons of other events that are going to be happening on campus because of Storm the Wall. So check out that's going on, and check out the UBC Rec Facebook page for more information. As well, I'm not a very athletic person, so I will definitely be watching Storm the Wall. But something else that I'll be watching next week is the Harry Potter Marathon that's going on by the UBC Film Society in the Norm, per usual. And they're going to be doing from Sunday, so on Saturday, March 19th, and Sunday, March 20th, they're going to be playing all the movies. It runs from about 12 to 11:30 on the first day, from Sorcerer's Stone to Goblet of Fire, so we've got 1 to 4, and then we've got Order of Phoenix all the way to Deathly Hallows 2, from 12:30 in the afternoon to about almost midnight, 11:30. At night. So if you're ready to crack down and see some Harry Potter movies, this is a great opportunity. Spend your whole weekend, avoid that midterm, avoid that paper, and instead join the UBC Film Society for an absolutely massive rundown of the entire Harry Potter saga, I guess. And the UBC Quidditch team is actually going to be running a crowdfunding page to help raise money for them to go to the U.S. Quidditch Cup. So if that's a really great other opportunity to support not only a local UBC group, but also support the Harry Potter cause, if that's something that you value. But also the UBC Quidditch team are a really great team. They've got a lot going for them. So that's something to check out as well. They don't get the same amount of funding that a lot of other groups do on campus. So it's another opportunity to support a really, really interesting crew and a really fun crew on campus. And I mentioned this last week, the centennial performance by the UBC Players Club is happening this week, actually from last week all the way to this week. I think it's finished this weekend on Sunday on the 13th. Tickets are available on their Facebook page at, if you just type in, and then there was 100, a centennial celebration, and then there was 100 is probably enough. Or just check out the UBC Players Club page. And there's going to be lots of two or three major plays that are going to be played. And the tickets are ranging from about $10 to $15. They've got evening shows March 4th to 6th, 10th to 12th. So the more relevant ones are the 10th to the 12th, so tonight and tomorrow night. And then 11th and 12th. And then on 13th, there's a matinee at 2 p.m. on Sunday. So there's enough opportunities for everyone to go check that out this weekend at the UBC Players Club Facebook page. All right. Almost tired of me chatting at you, but you can't control me stopping talking, so I'm going to keep going. Today at 9 p.m., there's going to be a grad pit night. It's celebrating 90s babies, and it's going to be free drinks for the first 300 people. It's tonight at 7 p.m. at the pit. So that's enough alone to go to this event. Grads get a VIP line, plus the first 100 get three free drink tickets. The next 200 get two free tickets. And that's to verify that you are a grad, make sure to present the graduation confirmation page, which can be found on your SSC. There will be a graduation photo booth, so make sure you look fresh. Invite any and all graduating students that you know. Class of 2016, let's make sure we leave with a bang. Cheers, Grad Council 2016. So that's one to check out if you're graduating, or even if not, head out to the pit tonight, get some free drinks if you're early in the line, and celebrate what it's like. Enjoy that last couple weeks of senioritis before you approach the real world. So that's going on this evening at the pit. So, like I've been saying, International Women's Day was earlier this week. There was lots of really incredible stuff done to support the women in our community and to bring them up to talk a little bit about things that women have done all over BC and Canada and the world. I've really enjoyed days like International Women's Day. A lot of women in my life take an opportunity to appreciate one another, and I've always really appreciated those experiences. We have a women's collective here who really took over the airwaves on Tuesday, and that was really wonderful to see. Many of them have not been in radio previously and took that on and made it an incredible day. So it was really great opportunity. I would just kind of do a little shout out. I don't think International Women's Day has to end on that one day, on Tuesday. Any women or people who identify as women in your life, give them a little extra love this week and tell them you appreciate them, because it's not very often that the world stops to appreciate women. So I think it would be a really great thing to do. Encourage the women in your life and tell them that you care about them and that you're thinking about them. As well, for any people on campus, especially women, there is something going on right by Kerner's Library and the UBC Art Gallery. Something to watch out for. I would highly suggest kind of a trigger warning for a lot of people. It's what they named the Genocide Awareness Project. It's a anti-choice protesters, as I like to call it. They've got a bunch of posters. I don't know if they're here today as well, but just in case, if that's something that is uncomfortable for you, whether or not you believe it or don't, or whatever your beliefs on that, just for people who may not want to be accosted by the visual of those postering, it is something to be aware of. Self-care is very important, and if that's something that will harm you in any way. I suggest to possibly not walk by if it's something that you would like to speak out about. You can talk to VP students about possibly getting it banned, or you can even get talk to the UBC who are taking open letters about people's experiences watching the pictures and seeing everyone talk, have an open discussion a little bit about this. So if you're interested in getting kind of involved in that debate, there's many ways you can do that. All I would say is my not that you have to listen to me, but all I say is that everyone try to use respectful language and respect the fact that we all have different opinions on these ideas, and that they're all very valid, and we can have a very pleasant and open discussions about these things because we are a place of higher learning, and we don't have to have internet wars. It can be a very, very positive and affirming conversation. So open that up with the people in your life and maybe talk about how you feel that should be happening or whether it should be happening on campus. It's always an interesting one, especially to talk with people from different walks of life. All right, so you're probably a little tired of hearing my voice, so we're going to split to a tune now. I'm going to be playing Said the Whale, which is technically a femcom band, though there is only one woman in the band. But I particularly want to play this band because I was at the Narrow Lounge in Main Street last night, and I was sitting down with a friend, and we were having actually nachos and beers, and we turn around, and I'm like, and I nudge my friend, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's Spencer from Set the Whale. And then my friend's like, oh, I don't know that band. And then so, or he's like, oh, I know that band, but I don't remember what he looks like. So I was like, Googled him, because I'm that person. Googled him and looked him up and like showed him a picture, and he's like, that's him, that's Spencer. So so I went up to him after we were leaving and just like had a bit of a chat with him, and he was just sitting like with a notebook writing for like an hour, just like nonstop drinking a beer. And so I just wanted to ask him what he was writing, and he just told me that it was whatever came to mind. So he's the drummer of the band, but he also has this great song called Seasons on their new album, and that I really enjoy, that he wrote and performs by himself. And that one's a really good one to check out, but it is not FemCon, so I'm not going to be playing it today. Today I'm going to be playing one that features one of the female vocalist and piano player in the band. And this song's called Loveless, and it's Said the Whale. Stay tuned on CITR 101.9 for more.
Choice between theirs and mine. I take the cover to every single time. How could I love you less now that I?
Welcome back once again. You're listening to CITR 101.9. That was Said the Whale with Loveless off their, not their newest album, actually, the one before that, Little Mountain from 2012. Holy smokes, that does not feel like 4 years ago. So that was Said the Whale once again, and you're listening to the Student Special Hour. We're finishing off pretty soon right now. Next up, we're going to be having Nelly with the Cat's Pajamas, and then Dave Radio with Radio Dave coming up. So just finishing off on the last few things going on campus. We've got Blank Canvas, not on campus, but run by a campus events group. Calendar is happening downtown tonight. Harry Potter Marathon is happening next weekend. We've got the UBC, the Rec Storm the Wall. Players Club is doing the UBC Centennial Plays. Tons of really neat stuff happening on campus. So check it out. Stay tuned to listen to the Cat's Pajamas. And check out what's going on at UBC. There's always tons of super cool stuff. And let me know if you're interested in coming on the show and talking about one of your events or initiatives. If you're a student or involved in campus events, faculties, associations, or any sort of independent initiative. If you want to be involved in any way in radio or in the Student Special Hour, please call me up or email me at outreach@citr.ca. I love to be involved with clubs. I love it when clubs reach out to me and ask to be on the show. It's just as easy as that. Shoot me an email and tell me a little bit about what your group does and that you want to be on the air, and we will get you on the air. It'll be good fun. You can join me here in the studio and wave at everyone as they grab their coffees in the nest for heading to class. Okay, thank you so much for listening to the Student Special Hour. I'm going to be playing one last tune for you before we finish off the night. This is going to be Churches. I've always been a big fan of Churches. There's just such an incredibly fascinating sound, and I'm really in love with this song. It says explicit on Spotify, so I just want to do a bit of a content warning that there may be foul language in the song. I've listened to it. I couldn't hear it. So hopefully no one spots it. But that's going to be The Mother We Share with Churches. Thank you so much for listening to CITR 101.9 and the Student Special Hour this morning. Stay tuned for Nelly with the Cat's Pajamas.
Until you go, oh, 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 we come as far as we ever could get. Until you realize that you should go, oh, 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 come in misery where you can seem as old as your omens. And the mother we share will never keep your proud head from falling. The way is long, but you can make it easy on me. You even know where we could go. Oh, 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 oh.